This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris, and I'll be your host tonight as we talk about the 1993 action movie,
Back in Action.
Billy Blanks. Roddy Piper. Back in Action.
I got bad news, fellow. You brought a knife to a Thai bow fight. I feel like that should be the tagline for this movie.
I think this was before Thai bow,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, Thai bow didn't exist yet.
Oh, it existed.
He was definitely crafting it, though.
Yes.
During
the- yes.
This was his audition tape.
So tonight I'm joined by Scott, AJ, Todd, and Rebecca. How's it going, everybody?
I'm all charged up, man. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Man.
I've never seen Todd so awake in my life.
I know, right?
He's woke, as the kids say.
He's woke.
Hashtag you didn't fall Todd asleep woke. Even for a minute. That,
oh my
that
God.
Doesn't
and,
happen.
And there was no nudity in it, and Todd's still
that's
awake.
True.
Although Billy Blanks rarely wore a shirt.
lots of chesticles.
No yeah, shirt definitely. Would fit him.
Do you think people recognize Billy Blanks when he's wearing a shirt?
No.
I think it depends. I think it depends if he has one of those sleeveless hoodies on.
Yeah, those are cool, too.
They probably right. confuse him for Arsenio Hall.
Oh, my God. Well, that's just straight up racist, I think. That's what
passenger
that is.
57, man.
Arsenio Hall is not in Passenger 57. You're thinking of Wesley Snipes. You were digging
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, I know, but the old woman references that on the
Passenger.
You don't
okay.
remember that? That was my plug-in.
All right, so this is what Back in Action is about. Yep. Billy Blanks is a former U.S. Green Beret who has to rescue his younger sister who gets mixed up with the mob. Meanwhile, Roddy Piper is an undercover cop who's also trying to take down the mob. Lots of action things happen. Fights, bar fights, car chases, explosions, eventually leading to Billy Blanks and Roddy Piper working together to take down the mob on a big boat. Shots yeah. fired, explosions.
Car chases.
Muscles.
Roundhouse kicks.
Lots of roundhouse kicks.
Lots of roundhouse.
Unnecessary somersaults.
What?
Question
actually,
that.
They were pretty
crazy. Yeah, actually some crazy wrestling moves in there too, not for nothing.
That's
yeah.
true.
Well, yeah. that's what Roddy Piper is known for. So, Scott, what'd you think of Back in Action?
Man, well, you know how much I like stupid action movies. This movie was amazing.
You, we're commenting about how much you love the new Fast and the Furious movie, so...
Oh, man. This is right up there.
Is it?
Right up there. Minimal story, lots of action scenes.
I'll question
quality
that.
Work. Quality.
I feel like they were trying to put a lot of story in, but no one was having any of it. I wasn't having any of it, I'll tell you that right now.
I can't remember a scene that didn't have an action scene in it.
That's how you know you're watching a good movie.
Exactly.
AJ, what'd you think?
It was quite the action movie. I didn't really understand the plot since it was all action and no plot, but it was pretty amazing. The nice thing is we actually had like choreographed fight scenes, which is something we usually don't get. So I was really pumped when I saw like something planned out to a little bit. And yeah, I mean, I liked it. It reminds me of Black Dog, like just nonstop action all the time, which is pretty awesome.
Todd?
Yeah, I'm just going to echo what everyone said. It was awesome. If you're looking for little story, a lot of action, tons of fight scenes, My only complaints might be it was a little short on one-liners. I would have liked more one-liners. But I also might take a little exception to complaints about the plot or the story. I don't think it was non-existent. I just think it wasn't as convoluted as the stuff we've been watching recently. It was a very simple story that didn't require a lot of exposition, so there was room for more action. That's how I'd put it. That's just my opinion, Chris.
Yeah, we'll get to it, because I do have a lot of questions about the story, but Rebecca, what did you think?
I liked it. I thought it really held your interest the whole way through. I don't think there was a time in the movie that it really kind of dragged on or lost any kind of, you know, intensity. I do think it was hard to follow. I think a lot of stuff happened kind of off camera, and then you were kind of thrown back into the action again, but it didn't even matter because it was interesting the whole way through.
Yeah, Billy Blanks knocks a guy out by punching him in the dick within the first 4 minutes of the movie.
Sold.
That's how you know.
Sold. But yeah, same thing. Awesome. Tons of fun. It was cheesy. It was ridiculous amount of flips and double kicks and whaas and all that kind of shit.
People flying in empty boxes.
Roddy Piper, so charismatic. Oh, dude is so awesome.
Every scene.
Stole the scenes, man.
Billy Blanks seems to be great in these fight sequences, but he's a terrible, terrible actor. And, like, Roddy Piper's not a great actor either, but he has so much charisma, and, like, the way he delivers everything, it's hard to not be entertained by him. Do you know what I mean? But Billy Blanks looks like he's just, like, lost. I don't know. His face is weird. He's got a weird-looking face, and then whenever he is acting, he just yells.
He does yell a lot.
So hyped up.
I guess, but it seemed fake. Like, it was like if you were constraining yourself while yelling. It didn't seem like a natural yell, if you know what I'm saying.
Billy, yeah. Billy, you're angry in this scene.
Yeah.
You're upset. He's
like, oh, I'm angry now, guys. This is me angry. I'm like, no, that's not actually yelling, but well, whatever. He can just punch dicks like there's nobody else, so I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
Do you think Billy Blanks is hard to direct? Is that what you're getting at? You think he's not hearing what the director's laying down?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, is he actually an actor, though? Isn't he just a martial arts guy that got put into a few movies?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies. I would say he's typically not cast as the lead.
Yeah, I don't think he can handle it.
That happened a lot right around that era, though, right? They're like, oh, martial arts is cool in America
for sure.
Now, we're just gonna cast people that are really good at martial arts.
Like,
and,
yeah, they're just riding that wave with like Wesley Snipes and stuff because that's what Wesley Snipes was, big martial arts guy. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, everyone
like
was. Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
He's been in
just like martial arts films left and right.
22 movies.
My God, yeah, but how many of those are just Tai Bo fucking workout
None.
Videos?
None.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't include any of his Tai Bo.
Have any of you guys done Tai Bo?
Heck yeah, I did Tai Bo.
Todd, you look like you've never done Tai Bo.
Hey. Hey, how dare you?
Did you really, Rebecca?
Yeah.
How was it? What do you do? Is it just a bunch of kicking and punching and stuff?
Well, it's a portmanteau, good word, of taekwondo and boxing. So you get a good combination of both of those.
So it's like full body. It's like kicks, punches.
Kick, punch, roundhouse kick.
It's probably a really good exercise.
It says an hour-long Tai Bo workout will burn 500 to 800 calories.
Oh my God. That's like, Todd, you could eat more donuts a day. If you did
that's
that.
It's a burrito right there, man.
It's a burrito. What were we talking about? Tai Bo. Sorry. So, back to the movie. Some of the complaints that I did have with this movie is the way it's marketed on the cover and everything. I thought it was going to be more of a buddy. You know what I mean? Like a buddy cop kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
it took them a long time to tune up.
They paint that picture for a while. Like, you know it's going to happen. You know it's coming, but it's not till like the hour mark, and the movie's only like an hour and 20 minutes long.
I don't know. I kind of like that was the case, though. I've seen too many buddy cop movies. It was an interesting spin on a buddy cop movie, wasn't it? That it took that long for it to happen?
I guess, but it still just fell back into the same old thing. Like, they had this little comedic moments in between the two characters while they're in the middle of fighting. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was weird because he typically in these movies, both of these guys would be cops, but he was a cab driver.
He did.
You know what I mean?
And ex-Green Beret.
Yeah, I guess that's...
That's why the movie's called Back in Action, I guess. But they don't really explain anything about his history. Like,
it
would have
been cool if he had some like flashbacks to like Vietnam or something.
Yeah, and that would explain like he's like PTSD. No. He's like freaking out. And that's why he murders everybody.
Exactly. See?
Because he murders everybody.
He could be running down that ship in that amazing scene, and it could be like cutting back to him in the jungle, running through the jungle.
Oh, no.
Wait, let's go back and cover. Let's go back and cover that quickly though, because it wasn't apparent from the little synopsis at the beginning. There were two main storylines in the movie. It started out with that huge drug shootout, but the one storyline was the girlfriend of one of the mob dudes in the beginning is Billy Blank's sister.
Yes.
And he is just straight up a cab driver, retired special forces, but he was there at the drug bust to help save his sister. The other storyline is the storyline where Roddy Piper tries to come in and like bust up the whole drug deal going down, and his partner gets killed. So there's like a revenge aspect from Roddy's partner getting killed, but there's a whole vigilante aspect from Billy Blank's trying to save his sister.
Correct. And constantly throughout the movie, these two plot lines that are going on only intersect when the characters are somehow in the same place at the same time.
Yes.
And that happens quite often. It's not like plot devices that lead the characters to the same place. Like there's one scene where Billy Blanks is in a junkyard fighting and Roddy Piper, it cuts to Roddy Piper just sitting in his car in the middle of the street, and he perks up because he hears a wah in the background. He's like, oh shit. And he drives over there.
How did he find all those places? Like, how did Billy Blanks know there was a chop shop, and there was none of that like him investigating where they were? He just knew where everyone was all the time.
I disagree.
Down.
No, there was that montage of him going around asking all the tough guys at the bars.
That's exactly what I'm saying, AJ. There was a lot of scenes where it was like 20 that's seconds here need. Or there where it was people like...
And then he fought and threw him into the boxes.
Yeah, they were like spewing out exposition for like 10 to 15 seconds. And at that point, like...
That was it.
I was like, wait. That's all you need. I was like, yeah. But I didn't pay attention to any of it because it was fast. And then it was on the kick. Then there was legs flying at people's faces and dicks being punched. And I forgot what everyone had said.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
And that dude from Hot Rod kept getting punched in the face and thrown into the trash can. What was his name?
Oh, man.
Oh, what the hell's his name? Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. That's it.
Yeah, the guy does look like Danny McBride. There's a bunch of great goons in this movie, though.
Yeah, goon casting was on point,
dude.
And the mullets are just fantastic.
Point. We're gonna talk about the attack of Mario and Luigi in the middle of the night, right?
Yes.
the circus twins,
Mario and
Freddie Mercury and Richard Simmons love children.
But I was thinking about it because they also kind of look like Howie Mandel back then. Remember Howie Mandel in Bobby's World?
And a little bit of Gallagher.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Those pants were Gallagher.
The weirdest thing for me was they looked like twins. How do you cast that part? All right, we need twins to wear these crazy workout tank tops and these zebra pants. You got to have mullets and mustaches, though. You're going to be attacking in the middle of the night.
I'm telling
How are you casting for that?
They were backup workout people from a Taibo video.
Craigslist.com. You can find all kinds of filthy freaks on that website. I'll tell you that right now. But Todd, so why don't you set up that scene for us?
I mean, I honestly don't know if I remember more of the scene than that. I remember what caused it. I mentioned before
the bar
about
fight, right?
Yeah. Well, I mentioned before about how she was at the drug, the girlfriend was at the drug bust in the beginning, Billy Blank's sister. So she's at the drug bust. The mob guys think, because there was a bust, the mob guys think they must have had a rat, and they think it's her, so they put the hit out on her.
Correct.
I'm pretty sure those two guys were the first time.
They were the assassins.
Yeah, they were the first time that the hit was trying to be executed.
But they don't show up with any weapons, just their fists.
Yes, exactly. Little did they know.
What other weapons do you need?
Little did they know, Billy Blanks was ready in his tighty whities.
He's always ready, man. He's just ready to pounce.
They are twins, Martin and Michael McNamara. Huh. And they are in a movie called Twin Dragon Encounter.
What?
Oh, my
Which
God.
I think we
watch
need
it.
To
that's
add to the list.
I think we're watching.
Write that down. Write that down right now.
So next week, guys, we're going to be watching.
Those two twins, I thought the outfits were on point with their stretchy pants and you know, their muscle shirts or whatever. But a lot of the goons wear suits, and they do that a lot in action movies. And I don't understand why you would wear a suit if you're going to be killing people. It doesn't make any sense.
Mafia guys.
But a lot of the guys in this had, like, sweatpants on.
Yeah, they had, like, the high sweatpants with the Reeboks on.
I guess because they had to do the kicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do the kicks with the pants. You just rip your pants and you look like a fool while you're killing people. You can't have that.
That scene, man. When he kicked the guy to the wall and he stuck for like 3 seconds. That was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, so they do go to Billy Blank's apartment and try and kidnap his sister. And then Billy Blank's like straight up murders them by throwing them out the window and stuff.
Yeah.
Like four stories.
No, you can do that.
It's self-defense. You just don't understand self-defense, Chris.
Yeah, and won't they know that like he lives there? Ground. The cops are going to be all over him after that. And the rest of the movie, he just goes on the killing spree, and no one questions him at all.
Well, he never goes back to his apartment. He's done there.
Where's he sleeping?
He doesn't sleep.
Where's he living?
Was sleeping in his cab? Guy.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. That's a good point, Scott.
Yeah, we see him for like 10 seconds.
That fills that plot hole for a couple seconds. Rapid fire plug right there.
I thought it was pretty funny that Roddy Piper is supposed to be an undercover cop, but no matter where he goes, people know who he is.
Yeah.
Like, even the cops show up. The cops show up at the failed, you know, drug exchange where Roddy's undercover, and all the cops that show up know that he is not, like, they know he's a cop. Like, that's not how that works, right?
No, that's okay. Everybody else, isn't supposed to know.
I would think most people wouldn't know.
The cops are still going to know that you're a cop.
Well,
was he undercover? Was his undercover thing not related to this case? Like, maybe that's it. Like, I didn't understand.
Yeah, he was facilitating a drug deal. Like, he was trying to.
That was his undercover character?
Like, I guess. I don't know. Like, they already had.
It's not important.
The literal drugs are being handed to him. They had the evidence. Why didn't they go in and raid then?
I don't know.
That's a good question. But the only reason I'm saying what I'm saying is they don't start you out on undercover work. So, of course, other cops are going to know that you're a cop.
I guess.
Because they're not going to be like, hey, it's your first day on the job. Don't bother coming into the office. You're going to go straight to undercover work.
But
it depends what kind of undercover work you're doing, right?
But then he does, like, interviews for TV. He's like, yeah, I'm an undercover cop.
Yeah, that
I'm undercover right now.
That he shouldn't do.
It's probably a bad idea.
Maybe that's
he's
going to
get murdered.
So upset. Yeah.
Oh, man. So was on point. On point.
It was fantastic.
I thought the best fight sequence was probably the one between Billy Blanks and Roddy Piper.
In the bar?
Kind of reminiscent of the They Live scene with Keith David.
Yeah, it went on for a while.
Yeah, it did. But it looked good.
I'm trying to think of all the other ones, though. Would that one's so definitely in the running for one of the best ones, but are we sure there wasn't a better one?
Well, there was the electric dragon kick in the dojo by Billy.
That was cool. I like the one where he puts the one guy on fire and is in the mansion. That was good, too.
That was good, too.
On the grill.
That was a good beating. Throwing him out. He did the wrestling move before he threw him out the door.
Yeah.
But the dojo, the electric dragon kick, he like charged up his leg, and then there was a whole effect and everything. Like it was like on a Street Fighter or one of those games.
I would have liked to have seen that used multiple times in the movie.
He should have had, a signature move, and he almost did with his double kick thing, where he would jump up and he would kick two guys at once with both legs.
That was cool,
dude. I couldn't do that. I think if I did that I'd shit myself or something. It just seems like unnatural.
I think you should try.
So cool.
How did you like the final kill? Did that match up at all to any of the other fight scenes?
The very final kill where
Billy Blanks final
Billy
kill
Blanks?
Or
yeah, Billy Blanks.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah, he has his gun pointed at the bad guy. The bad guy has his sister hostage, gun pointed at her head. So Billy Blanks throws his gun into the air. The bad guy is mesmerized by this and can't keep his eyes off this gun in the air. But meanwhile, Billy Blanks pulls out another gun behind him and shoots the bad guy who falls off the boat for some reason.
Onto a car.
That so was sloppy. It's like,
if we're going to complain about stuff, that's the scene to complain about. Like, who wrote that? Was that in the script? That was garbage.
He should have had a final battle, like, fight sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After all the other fight sequences, why not?
I thought they were going to have guns. I thought they were going to have a final fight sequence, and he was going to stab the guy with needles.
That would
like acupuncture needles.
That would have taken forever.
Slowly murdered.
That wouldn't have taken Billy Blanks forever.
That was the bad guy did have some sort of weird affinity for acupuncture. It was came up several times in the movie, and I don't quite understand why.
He'd always be like sitting there and talking to himself too. It was weird. He's having his acupuncture done.
It sort of seemed like he had a weird affinity for anything Asian, though, didn't he?
Yeah, because his like brothel or whatever had the dojo feel to it, and
I think it was just part of having this kind of theme through the whole movie of like, you know, fighting styles and influenced by kickboxing. And
is kickboxing Asian?
Taekwondo.
No, Taekwondo is Korean.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. He did do the acupuncture, and he did try and torture the anchor woman by acupuncturing her eyeball, which was a really out of place scene, and it really grossed me out. Luckily, they didn't show anything, because I don't like eyeball action. I think eyeball action is a little nasty.
If you were going to get your eyeball acupunctured, like not on purpose, I mean, if you were in that situation, I feel like nobody can acupuncture your eyeball without you letting them. How do you feel about that statement?
You shut your eyelid, they'll puncture right through the eyelid.
How are they going to hold your head still enough? You're telling me you can't struggle your head enough to like not have somebody hit your eye?
I feel like if I'm in that scenario, they're just going to start puncturing my face hole 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And that's even worse.
Yeah. Is it? Is it worse?
Face hole.
Probably.
Yeah, it's awful. I can't even think about this. My eyeball
makes my
hurts
eyes
now.
Water.
Oh my God. It's nasty.
Oh man. Can we talk about car chases?
That's basically how they do that LASIK surgery too, isn't it? Straight up science right there.
With lasers.
It's just lasers shooting right at your face.
Oh no, don't worry. They have to make your eye sit still, so they have to shoot it with a needle first.
Oh God. Oh my God. what are you saying, AJ? You want to talk about car chases?
Yes.
This movie needed some more, I think.
They're pretty good, though.
They were.
I want to know, like, where you can, like, hang out underneath a bridge of a bunch of cars and explosions, and no one bothers you.
Massive explosions.
Sell drugs and
it's
shoot
Toronto.
Guns.
Toronto, man.
Toronto, that's where you can do this kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, it's
den
like
of crime.
Den of crime.
They don't care about it.
There's too many murders going on because Billy Blanks is just killing everybody.
Isn't Toronto? Didn't Toronto have that mayor who
jam at the morgue?
Isn't Toronto the one who had the mayor who did all the cocaine and shit?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You go, Mayor Rob Ford, right? Rob Ford.
Oh man,
he was in one of the scenes doing coke.
He has a political future in the U.S. for sure.
That was also the first scene where Billy Blanks busted out his sleeveless hoodie as a way to disguise himself from all the other thugs.
That was pretty good. I like how he stood right behind the gangsters the whole time. They didn't know it was him.
Yeah, incognito.
With the bright light on his face.
Yeah, he does journey under the bridge where a bunch of hoodlums are like doing a car game of chicken, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where it was just these cars just like went straight at each other, and whoever turned off first would run off the bridge and explode to their death.
It's like that scene from Footloose with the tractors running at each other. That's all it is. Just don't have bacon.
It's exactly like that.
There was that Kevin Bacon dance sequence not too long after this.
Talk about that.
But there was one really good car chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Roddy Piper was hanging out the window, shooting back.
That was cool.
Smash into the wall. Explode.
Turned to the side just in time.
Oh, that wall explosion was pretty on point.
That was epic.
Man.
Although they cut that scene. He's like in a shootout, running out of bullets, and then it cuts to him in the police station. You're like, what just happened? Did he go
like,
away, I guess?
We did it, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened?
That was an interesting part in the movie, though.
He was pinned down.
Yeah, that's when you find out that Billy Blanks is going to play the whole like true vigilante that no one's going to know about. The police chief made the first comment while they were looking the rewind of the news footage. He's like, you couldn't have shot all those guys. I see your clip. You were reloading right there. It's like he made the discovery then that there was clearly mm-hmm. somebody else helping Roddy Piper out.
But he didn't press the issue at all. He's just, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
If that you was... know this, then you're fired.
That was like one of the things with this movie, though. The bad guys, I didn't quite understand their motivation. And they don't really explain this criminal empire at all.
There is the motivation was, Chris?
No, there isn't much.
Their motivation was that they're bad guys.
Yeah.
There was that one line when they're on the ship later, like, what is this? Oh, it's ether. They're processing drugs. Yeah.
Should we talk about the bad guys?
Something, drugs, bad guys. Yeah.
Because there's some pretty memorable bad guys in this movie.
There's purple suit guy.
Oh, he's right out of that Dick Tracy movie, I'll tell you what.
He wore his sunglasses at all hours
all
of the
time.
Night.
They were also
tinted purple.
They were, I know.
He was number one in charge below the mob boss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
then
was
you had
Chaka.
Then you had the Indian guy.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're getting at, but that's not it, I don't think.
Do you think he's Spanish, Latino?
No, I just don't think he's Indian. I think he's like, I don't know.
Pakistani?
He was born in Guyana.
There you go.
Ooh, South America.
Damon de Oliveira.
Oh, okay.
His character was weird. Kind of out of place.
He is...
I didn't get his motivation. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's one of the mob boss's lackeys who is also having an affair with Billy Blanks' sister, who's supposed to be with the mob boss, right?
Really?
No.
Or was he supposed to be with
the
number one?
He was always with...
They're just dating. Yeah.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
Plot device.
There was that steamy scene, though, where he had to kill her because he was ordered to.
Yeah.
But instead... they made romantic love for like 24 hours. It's a long time.
It's a good thing I waited to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought he was going to kill her right there, by the way.
That would have been awesome.
I know, right? Would have been like, joke's on you. I thought he did a bad job of playing the part, in hindsight, the part that he played in the movie. I thought he did a bad job of playing it. At the time, I couldn't tell if he was really playing like a turncoat or what he was doing.
Yeah, it was unclear.
There's some problematics with his character. And then when they do figure out that he is still has not killed her, they send guys to find him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot him, but they don't kill him.
Nah.
And then he just blabs away to the police.
If I shot someone in the heart, I would assume that they were dead.
She even said,
you
killed him.
Left?
He came back for Roddy.
We're talking about jail time here. I'm going to make sure these guys are dead.
Yeah, no? I think a real mob person would at least go and then shoot him in the head to make sure.
Probably. They'd execute him with like three bullets.
These were Canadian mobsters.
Canadian mobsters just aren't as good as our mobsters, I guess.
I guess.
What do you think of...
I think he's dead, eh? Yeah, he's dead. We can go.
He totally shot him, Hoser.
Speaking of mobsters, want to play a game?
Oh.
Is it about Billy Blanks' muscles?
It's all about Tybo.
Oh, man.
No, it's about mobster nicknames.
Aww.
All right,
here we go.
All right, so you have to try to come up with the crime that each of these mobsters are famous for committing, and all of them have some really fun names. Cool. First up, we have Jake Greasy Thumbs Guzik.
Greasy Thumbs.
Greasy Thumbs.
Hmm.
What do you think he did?
I think he was, I'm going to say he was like a grease monkey. Like he worked on the cars or like he was like a driver for the mob.
He would choke people and, he had greasy hair.
he liked eating bagels with lots of butter and cream cheese.
Oh, there you go.
I'm gonna
Got
say
his fingers greasy.
I'm going to say some form of fraud. I'm going to say he greased the wheels, so they called him Greasy.
Oh. Ah, that's pretty
good. That's pretty good.
Way better than mine.
You're too smart.
Todd's on the right track there. He was arrested for embezzlement. He would steal money. Like, he was in charge of, like, the accounting for Al Capone, and he would, like, Jesus. His greasy thumbs would push a little off to the side for himself.
Nice. Why would you steal from Al Capone?
Yeah, is he dead or in jail?
I think he was in jail and now he's dead. Because he was back in Al Capone's
time. They'd all be like 100
now, next up we have Jack Legs Diamond.
Legs. They called him Legs because he cross-dressed on Friday nights.
He would torture people by breaking their legs with a wrench.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's the first thing I went to, Chris. I think he was just a straight up lackey. He went and found people who owed the wrong people money.
I'm gonna say his nickname was Legs because he was so fast he could outrun the police.
AJ's pretty spot on with that one. He was running a chain of speakeasies, and he was known as Legs because he had the ability to make quick getaways.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Next up, we have Tommy the Butcher Patera.
Oh, man.
He ran a butcher shop.
He liked his pastrami.
Yeah, I'm just going to say he chopped people up and ate them.
Ate them? Oh, he's a cannibal. Holy shit.
That's aggressive.
I'm going to say his accent was so thick he just butchered the English language.
He was arrested for murder. Any guesses of how many people he took out?
47.
27.
I'm going to go with 100.
60. Ah. 60 Ooh, people. Jesus Christ. All contract killers. But he was known for chopping his victims into pieces before getting rid of them.
Honestly, that is less than Billy Blanks killed in this movie. Pretty weak.
All right, next up we have Anthony Whack Whack Indelicato.
He likes to jerk off.
He got caught in public a few too many times.
Man, I want that nickname. That's my new nickname.
I think that might already be your nickname. That's what they call a coincidence.
He had multiple murder convictions. But interesting fact, he was imprisoned in Lewisburg, PA for a period of time.
Wow.
So he's a local killer.
He's a local.
How about Frank Fingers Abandondo?
He liked weird butt stuff with fingers. Nah, he would like...
He chopped their fingers off as souvenirs.
I think he was good at picking locks. He got into a lot of things he shouldn't get into.
That's pretty
something
good.
Like that. Yeah, something like...
He was a contract killer who was the son of another contract killer. So that was all... running in the family, All right, what was
that's nice. At least he
what was the fingers
do that with
then?
His dad.
Yeah.
That one they didn't really say where fingers came from.
It's a secret. Take
maybe
it
he had
grave.
Like a necklace of their fingers.
His dad was like his dad was like Johnny De Hands.
Universal
so he's like, what do we call the kid? He's like, we call the kid the fingers.
And then his son was the nails.
Man, I think nails made out right there.
All right, what was the crime for Angelo Quack Quack Ruggiero?
Oh. God.
Not to be confused with Whack Whack, this one is Quack Quack.
All right, I got this. He murdered tons of therapists and psychiatrists.
He kills people and throws them in the local pond to swimming with the ducks.
I don't know.
He'd leave a duck behind every time he killed.
I got nothing.
He was convicted of loan sharking, gambling, and heroin trafficking, but he got caught because he liked to talk about everything. He would quack quack. Yeah. Next up, we have Sam Teets Battaglia.
Oh man,
he was
likes
fat.
Battaglia, those teats in Ronald Warren.
He was just fat. He had tits.
Yeah,
that's
he
all.
Had big
it was.
Titties, and he liked the bagels, like Spiff said earlier.
He hung out with Whack Whack a little too much.
Teets and Whack Whack.
Names are awesome.
He was arrested for loan sharking, and he was also an enforcer. and he's known to have said to somebody that he was trying to get to pay back, "Shut up or I'll bust you in the teats." So that's where he got his name. How about Peter Horseface Licavoli?
Horseface.
All right. He was Italian.
He oh my God.
He killed a lot of people, but he wasn't happy about it, so he always had a long face. So they called him Horseface.
He bet on the horses. Ooh. And he was ugly as shit.
He saw that scene in The Godfather where he puts the horse under the blankets.
Yeah.
And he reenacted it.
He was charged with bribing a federal official. He was also tried and convicted of murder 7 different times and released 7 different times.
Jeez.
Like he'd murder someone, get thrown in jail.
Get away with it.
Get released. Murder someone else 7 times. How about
rehabilitation?
Thomas the Toupee Bilotti.
He cut people's heads off. Not their heads. I mean, he scalped people.
He scalped them.
Yeah, he killed people and scalped them for sure.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that does sound right.
No, he literally had a toupee.
Oh, that is so lame.
Can you imagine
his other nickname was The Wig.
The Wig.
But he was, his crimes were loan sharking, labor racketeering, and gambling. He's
All
also
these crimes are lame.
The underboss of the Gambino crime family, which is a pretty good one.
The typical mob crimes.
The Gambino.
It's all about gambling and money laundering. And you have to whack a few people.
Whack,
That's
whack.
What you call the TTs in for or whatever.
This last one, I think, is my favorite name. His name is George Butterass DeCecco.
Oh, man.
It's Chris's uncle.
Butterass.
Butterass? I'm going to say he just got thrown in jail for loan sharking. And I don't know, he smears butter on his ass for fun.
Maybe he had stomach
completely
issues.
Completely unrelated.
He'd get gas a lot. I don't know.
He did have a multi-million dollar loan sharking racket. And there was no story as to where Butterass comes from. But
why did you tell me not one of these guys was nicknamed the shark after all this loan sharking they're doing?
This was just the tip of the iceberg of mobster names. There was one that was the bagel. His nickname was the bagel. So if you were a mobster, what would your nickname be?
Oh my God.
Probably the tits one. I'm fat.
I like the buttery stuff. And grease. Butters. I like something you could do there with me.
Something a little comedy, right?
Butter grease.
I also got some rage problems. I might play in there a little bit.
Yeah, some rage. I don't know. Scott, you have long, flowing locks. You could be the...
Yeah, he'd be like Scotty Vidal Sassoon. Something like that.
I'll take you to the salon.
All right.
Oh, man.
That was a good game. That was Mob Boss Nicknames.
Mob Boss Nicknames.
Pew, pew, pew.
So what'd you guys think of Billy Blanks' sister?
I thought she looked like Janet Jackson.
That's fair.
Yeah, it was like this style.
Yeah.
But everybody then just looked like Janet Jackson?
It was, yeah. Remember when Janet Jackson pulled her breast out on the Super Bowl?
I think it was a
costume malfunction. Yeah,
I actually do remember that.
Or Justin Timberlake pulled her breast out,
yep.
Something like that,
yep,
right?
Yep, he did.
And he totally didn't know.
And how they looked so surprised when it happened, but it looked so forced. You know what I mean? And then later they're all like, "Oh, it was a wardrobe malfunction." Like, I remember that exactly. And I remember totally not being fooled at the time.
Isn't it weird, though? Because every single person, for the most part, I'm sure there's some freaks, that everyone has nipples.
Please elaborate.
Like, what are you so shocked about? Like, what?
Oh, I agree.
These are the times I wish it was a video show.
I agree with that. I don't know why everyone was so freaked out. And she even had like a nipple ring or a pasty on or something that pretty much covered her whole breast anyway.
Okay. Anything else? I'm trying to think here. There was something else I wanted to talk about now, but
oh man, there's so much to talk about.
How about the music?
Yeah, let's talk about the music because there was a couple pretty solid tracks in this movie.
It was pumping the whole time.
Yeah.
There was some sexy bass lines being laid down, some fat bass.
And whenever that sexy bass kicked in, it was always like the vibes sound on the Casio keyboard that came along with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty legit.
And then there was a lot of like tense drum stuff. Where it was like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, yeah.
It's just reenacting all the music. You might just want to actually fill it in some of it here rather than.
All right, we'll put in some music. We're going to play some of the music right now. And there's that sweet like White Snake guitar came in. I was like,
yeah, that was pretty sweet. Remember there's that one Dream Theater song we heard for a second?
There was that Dream Theater song. And then James LaBrie started singing and we just lost interest. Oh, harsh Dream Theater.
Big old Canadian reunion.
Too soon. Too soon.
What happened? What, did he leave Dream
Not
Theater?
Not soon enough.
No.
He is Canadian, isn't he?
And all the music was by Canadian. The same guy. It was by Varouge.
That's just one named?
One name. Yeah. And he's done a like lot Prince. Of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Not surprising. His music is
composer,
on point.
Like 45 credits.
Dang.
Wow.
Like, I mean, that music fit this movie perfectly because it was such a time capsule of a movie. You know what I mean? Like, it was so 90s.
Yeah, he did 45 movies in 1993. That was his pocket. He hit it and he ran with it.
You know, the other thing that was really 90s about this movie was the clothing, especially the stuff the reporter was wearing.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Wasn't
big
it?
Boxy
I mean, she
jackets.
Looked good.
Yeah.
She looked good.
Yeah, I thought she was.
What was your favorite outfit that she wore?
You know, the one where it looked like she wasn't wearing pants. I was all about that.
Her flesh-colored leggings underneath her sweater.
I think I should get some flesh-colored leggings and wear those and freak people out.
Her white suit was ridiculous. It's like made for Colonel Sanders.
Especially when he was wearing his all-black outfit and they had a little ebony and ivory moment.
What, Roddy?
Yeah.
Roddy was always in black, except when he had that leather jacket on.
They had that, and they had some really high pants going on.
Yeah, that's what I don't get, man. Yeah. I was alive in 1993. I do not remember pants being this high.
Your pants
but
were
you
so
were,
fucking
you weren't
high.
Doing,
this
you
was
doing
early
90s,
man.
Kicks.
Dude, you're coming out of the 80s.
Everybody in second grade was talking about how high your fucking pants were.
Mine?
Ridiculous. You know, like, old ladies who wear pants, or, like, mom jeans, how, like, they have the butt that's so long. It's, like, 14 inches long because it starts at the middle of their back. That's what you look like.
In second grade?
Second grade, dog. You
I
had
can't remember.
Mom jeans.
I can't remember, man.
I have no idea.
I gotta find a photo of this.
Second grade, man. You guys are young.
It was first grade.
Yeah, that's first grade.
I don't think we talked about Billy Blank's famous running scene on the boat.
Oh,
with the two
machine guns.
Weapons.
Killing cameramen.
The sequence. Near the end of the movie, Billy Blanks obtains two machine guns and is just running down this weird hallway thing on the top of the boat and just letting loose with these machine guns. And there's tons of bad guys around, and somehow he's hitting them, but he's running around like a maniac, just shooting in all directions.
He did a flip in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a somersault.
And this whole time, all I'm thinking is that Dumb and Dumber scene. You had two machine guns this whole time, and you didn't give me one. Why does he keep both machine guns and not give Roddy Piper anything?
Roddy Piper's dealing with his own troubles in that one room by himself.
Yeah, and you know why? It's because he doesn't have a machine gun with him.
It's true. Do you guys think they should have replaced one of the characters and it would have been a better movie? Like if you would have replaced Roddy with somebody or Billy Blanks with somebody?
Oh, man, I don't know.
They were both so good.
I don't know. I think you could have done without Billy Blanks. Like, his action sequences were pretty good, but
who are you going to replace him with?
You know who I would replace him with? I would replace him This is what I would do. I would replace him with Danny Glover and then replace Roddy Piper with Mel Gibson.
No.
No.
Wait,
this would just be Lethal Weapon.
No.
The
prequel. Lethal Weapon is a bit more serious than this.
Who would you replace him with, though, Chris?
Who, Billy Blanks?
Yeah, because I really think some of the like fight specific action made the movie. You would have to replace him with like a Jean-Claude or like
right
somebody legit.
Jackie Chan.
Fucking
Jackie
Dolph,
Chan would
Dolph
have the
Lundgren.
What?
Oh. Are you kidding me?
You can't do a roundhouse.
You could do, do any of that stuff.
You could do Wesley Snipes.
Nah.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
He did.
Gary Busey should have been like the
he should
police
have been
chief.
He should have been the key
bad guy. Gary Busey would have made an awesome, crazy Asian guy.
Those acupuncture scenes.
Gary Busey after all the drugs or before?
I mean, it's just like Billy Blanks. Like, yeah, he's good martial artist for sure, but he just doesn't have charisma when he's on screen. Besides that,
yeah, I don't think you need two charisma guys though. Roddy was your charisma guy.
Roddy's the charisma guy.
I guess, but there wasn't enough play between them to really.
Yeah, that I'll agree with.
Yeah,
that I'll agree with.
Yeah, I would have teamed them up way before they did.
Yeah, they should have teamed up at the beginning.
When they met at the junkyard.
Yeah, and then gone from there. They should have explored the town, killing everybody they find.
Yeah,
regardless of if they're
children
or
women,
yeah, anything they see, they just murder.
Throw them out of the highest window they can find.
These cops do play pretty loose in this movie. They rarely show up to explosions or gunfights, and when they do, it's okay if Roddy kills people.
And when they do,
he just has a lot of paperwork to do. Then
apparently in Canada, you don't need warrants, you don't need any kind of law. You could, if you're a cop, you could just do whatever you want. You can go to people's houses and murder them, and it doesn't matter.
If you're from Canada, let us know if it's just like a wasteland of terror up there.
Well, and,
it's a thirsty wasteland.
And the
it's just everybody kicking and punching and shooting each other.
The news crew shows up before the police in the final scene.
It's funny. I'm pretty sure that's what Canadians think America's like. A wasteland where everyone just shoots each other all the time.
Probably.
So, Scott, would you recommend Back in Action?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give this movie a 35.
Holy shit.
That's a solid,
really high.
That's a solid recommendation from...
I would seek this movie out to watch.
Is that good?
Yeah.
AJ?
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. It's nonstop action, and if you want a bad action movie, that's basically all you need.
But it's good action.
It's good action. It's competently filmed and competently shot. Everything looks choreographed pretty well.
Yeah,
it was good.
Todd?
Yeah, obviously I recommend it just like everyone else. High marks for me. One more suggestion though. I would actively seek it out. I might, like, one thing that might make it a little more fun, get a couple of beers and just insert your own one-liners every now and then. Because there weren't quite enough one-liners, but a couple of beers and a couple of friends and it'd be pretty funny.
You have a greasy old... Whatever. Sorry.
We didn't mention the one-liner at the end.
What was it?
You have the right to remain silent.
Oh. He stabbed him.
Yeah, there were a couple.
Stabs him in the chest.
They're
low
key.
You can't kill me. You have to read me my rights.
Rebecca, would you recommend?
I would. I would. It's a lot of fun. It doesn't even matter what's going on in the story. It's just fun to watch them fight each other and throw each other around and. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yep, I'd do it too. This is one of Roddy's better movies that we've seen.
Mm.
And yeah, the action goes higher than Billy Blank's pants. That's saying quite a lot.
Hey, side note, you can always get a couple of your friends together, watch the movie, and tie Bo along with Billy Blank's fight
scene.
Oh,
man, there you go. I should just use this movie as a workout video.
Or you can turn into a drinking game and take a shot every time he kills someone.
Oh, no, you'll be
dead. Oh, you'll be dead.
You'll be dead for sure.
Did
you guys know there's basically a sequel called Tough and Deadly starring Billy Blanks and Roddy Piper?
What?
Made in 1995.
Are you serious?
Different director, different characters, but the same movie.
There we go.
Even the cover looks the same.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
What's it called?
Tough and Deadly.
Tough and Deadly.
Oh, man.
It looks amazing. And one of them plays a French private investigator. So I'm excited to see if they can pull
that
off.
Yeah, I'm going with Billy Blanks as the French private investigator.
Inspector Clouseau.
Elmo Freach.
Wait, are we sure this isn't awesome? Just the same movie? Because I'm literally looking at both covers right now, and they're both... Well, they just switch places in the cover, and it's the same cover.
Three of the goons are in the movie as well. Three of the goon actors are also in
it. I think it might be the same movie.
Oh, straight to video.
It's a different director.
Maybe it's just a re-release.
It looks amazing.
I like the running from a fire explosion in the city.
We gotta watch it. Because I think
it's definitely different because Billy Blanks has different hair.
He's an amnesiac CIA agent.
He's the same. Billy Blanks is the same. It's like the pants are the same. They just flipped
him
around.
The same clip art.
Well, his pants are on point. You couldn't change that.
Yeah, they just mirrored his. They literally mirrored his pose from the other. From the other
amazing guys.
But there is a screenshot here. Roddy is not wearing a shirt in it, so at least Roddy gets a little more screen time. And
no
he's ripped. Holy shit.
Billy Blanks.
All right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to watch more action movies. But next week we're going to watch a horror movie, Parasite, from 1982. I'm sure it's going to suck and we're going to be depressed and just wanting to be watching these action movies.
Why did we watch this?
But anyways, if you like what you heard, go to the iTunes.com and leave us a review. You can find more reviews and our videos at our website, badmovienightpodcast.com. And until next week,
you have the right to remain silent.
Shit.
That's a professional right there.
There you go. All right. We'll see everybody.
Laters.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.